This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and baseball season starts tomorrow. So, going to be interesting. And a lot of teams are down here in Florida to start the season, by the way. Now, also, we're broadcasting tonight to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. You can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, we're at The Captain's America. On Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can always check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the little things we have over there for you to look at, and I'm sure you'll enjoy what's there for you to see. All right. Joining us right now to start out our number one, we have the professor of politics himself out in California, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Would you like to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And the two words that we emphasize are under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Jen Psaki, not to be confused with the drink, Jen Psaki, has defended the teachers giving migrant kids at the border preference over U.S. children in teaching them while they're down there being held in those centers. Now, we're finding out about the San Diego teachers and something that the San Diego Teachers Union has got going on. Now, everybody knows these teachers, even though they're not in school, are getting paid, correct?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, they're getting their regular salary. But how are they getting paid to go down on the border? Are they getting extra money for that?
That's a good question.
I know the answer.
What is it?
It's coming from the stimulus funds. The states just got. Yep, and California just got a bunch of it. And the stimulus money was given to the teachers union to distribute to the teachers that were going to go down on the border and do this. So, in effect, they're getting a double paycheck.
Yes, very much so, it sounds like. And, you know, I think what the point of confusion is, if teachers were reluctant to, let's say, to go into the classroom because of fear of COVID, if they're going to go to the border and teach migrant children, or especially in cases in environments where they know that there may be a higher instance of COVID-19 possible exposure, for example, why are they doing that, and why have they held out so long about actually getting back into the classroom? That's a very good question. A lot of people are asking that tonight, Captain.
Well, I have another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Did not Joe Biden put Kamala in charge of the border?
That's what we heard the other day.
All right. Well, yeah. Let me ask you this question. Why, then, is Kamala Harris, MIA, on the border? Where is she?
Well, again, I think that they said that the other day. And it was like, okay, well, you know, Kamala Harris is going to, you know, take the reins here and so forth. But as I recall, Captain, I think they kind of backtracked on a little bit, saying, well, you know, she's going to be in the diplomatic part of it or something like that. In other words, I think they backed off of it because they know that this is an unsolvable problem, to say the least, at least what they've created. And it really, really puts Kamala Harris into a very bad light. And I think they kind of realized that perhaps and said, okay, well, we're going to pull this back. Otherwise, she's going to start getting blamed for everything.
Well, we keep hearing that Donald Trump is headed for the border because, number one, he's got the respect of the Border Patrol agents,
right,
and the job that they did before that he helped, plus building the wall. Everybody wants that wall finished, especially the people down along the border states where the illegals are still pouring across the border. They want the damn wall finished.
Well, of course,
it's working. Where it's done, it's working.
Well, right. And again, these were practical applications that were being accomplished. But now when the Biden administration took over, they stopped building the wall. They reversed the stay in Mexico policy for asylum seekers, and on it goes. And they actually created the crisis. And they have the audacity to try to blame the Trump administration or President Biden, saying, well, the surge happens every year. It's once a year and all this kind of
they
stuff.
Had one, yeah. They had one detention facility I was watching. I was watching Ted Cruz with the videos that he had. There was, because of the COVID, it was, capacity was 1,000. And because of the COVID, it was supposed to be 250. Do you know how many people they had in there stacked on each other?
It was like 4,000, I think.
4,200.
Yeah.
And the people were actually laying on top of each other. There was no room.
No room. Atrocious.
And there's no way that that's not going to be a hotbed of COVID because there were people in there mixed in with them that had already tested positive for COVID.
Well,
and they were right in the middle of all this.
Well, Captain, I think we can say that the White House has been derelict in its duty and handling.
But Kyle,
yes.
It's all being done intentionally to overload the system, so they have to change it.
No, you're exactly right about that.
You've got to understand that. Okay.
Right.
Folks, we'll be right back. And when we come back, you folks up in Georgia, turn your radios up. We're going to tell you some things that are going on up there in Georgia with the new election law that are truthful, not the lies that they're trying to tell people that's coming over the television set from your local progressive TV station.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. We'll get to you in a minute. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan. I take it a couple times a day because of the problems that I have with the swelling in my left ankle and leg and the pain that comes with that, which goes right up my leg, right to my knee, right to my hip, and sometimes to my back if I don't get it stopped soon enough. Now, the ingredients in this are what make the difference. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. It's all natural, 100% drug-free. So you don't have to worry about that part of the problem. By the way, it goes right straight to the source of the pain and lowers or eliminates pain that you're suffering and also helps to reduce the inflammation that you've got going on. Now, it will support a healthy response to the inflammation, and it'll also make you more comfortable, and it'll support the healing process by helping with you with healthy joints and muscles, too. Bursitis, arthritis, this is perfect for that. Now, the 3-week quick start only costs $19.95. The 3-week quick start only costs $19.95. To get started and see what it'll do for you. At the end of 3 weeks, you'll know. And if you want to continue with the product, you just keep on keeping on, and I'll start shipping it to you on a regular basis every month. So, to find out more, go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. You'll be able to get the $19.95 3-week quick start there. You'll also be able to see the other products that they have to offer. They are a healthcare-related company as well. And you'll also be able to watch the little video tutorial that's over there at relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All you have to lose is pain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We have a unique situation going on in Georgia. Now, last night, the Save America PAC, which is President Donald J. Trump's PAC, came out and made the following statement. And pay close attention, Georgia, to this. Georgia still hasn't come up with over 400,000 legally required chain of custody documents for predominantly Joe Biden ballots in the 2020 election. But they had no problem claiming Biden won the election by some 10,000 votes. In other words, there's no chain of custody for 67.5% of the votes, an estimated 404,691 of the estimated 600,000 absentee vote by mail ballots deposited in drop boxes and delivered to county registrars and counted in Georgia's 2020 presidential election. This is huge. In my state of Florida, in my old state of New York, they would have thrown every one of these ballots out because of not having the chain of custody all the way along the line.
Well, Captain, chain of custody, everybody knows, is so important, whether you're dealing with investigating any kind of incident that happened or what have you. That would blow a trial right out of the water. If the chain of custody was marred or if it was non-existent, the judge would dismiss a case on something like that in many cases.
Now,
But to have this not have the chain of custody for these ballots
and still don't have it.
That's right. It simply shows that, again, can we trust what happened?
No, absolutely not.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, if Joe Biden won the election, then so be it. But we have, but these kinds of things.
Too late now, Kyle. It's already been certified.
Well, of course. But if the American people will accept the election results. But yeah. if you can't back it up, then they question it.
Yeah, and one more little thing here. The new Georgia election law that's got people like Al Sharpton going, well, we need to boycott Georgia. Well, no Major League Baseball game, All-Star, and golf there, no Masters. He sounded like he was, strolling, just suffering just to try to get the words out. But that guy is an idiot. And for him to be telling people, we're going to protest this, going to protest that. Here are the facts. They are lying to your face. Joe Biden is lying to your face. Anybody in Georgia that's on the progressive left side of the aisle is lying to your face because they're saying, first of all, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no water. You can't have any water. They can't give you water anymore. You could die because you can't get water. You're standing in line for hours and hours and hours to vote, and there's no water. Well, what they did, folks, was they got rid of the political parties handing out water. And the reason they did that is because the political parties were handing out bottled water that said, vote for Joe Blow or vote Democrat or something like that, that had something political on it, which is absolutely illegal within so many feet of the polling place, correct?
Well, that's right. And just as the same token, you can't go into a polling place wearing your campaign shirt or
nope.
a campaign sign or try to persuade anybody
nope.
in line about how to vote.
So the bit about the water is not true. All they did was say political emblems or symbols or people from political parties could not hand out water because all they had to do was hand a bottle of water and say, vote for Joe.
Well, that's right.
Individuals can do it, not political people.
Well, you see, this is how they craft the narrative. This is the same thing.
And that's a bunch of crap with the water because I've never been to a polling place in all my years of voting where there isn't bottled water or even coffee, if you want it, somewhere close by.
Well, sure. But this is how they craft the narrative.
By the way, sometimes they have donuts.
Right. But this is how they craft the narrative to say, it's something that's very catchy, like kids in cages.
Yeah, and before we get to our caller that's on the line, one last little thing. The other lie that they're telling is, well, they're going to close the polls early. You're not going to be able to vote late after you get back from work. They're going to close the polls early. No, they are not. I'll repeat. No, they are not going to close the polls early. Don't believe me? Go read the damn law.
Well, right. And again, it's all about getting a narrative out there that is false, but very difficult for people to change their minds once they've heard it. It takes on a life of its own.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let me see here. We got somebody up in Kentucky. Good morning, Kentucky. Who is this?
Hello?
Good morning, caller. Are you up in Kentucky?
No, this is Mike in Clearwater.
Oh, okay, because we just had a call from somebody in the 606 area. So what's on your mind there, Mr. Honorary Mayor?
Well, you know, Kyle, just like what you said with the water, I see a narrative being formed with this trial going on in Minneapolis. I read an article in USA Today, and Mr. Benjamin Crump is saying, oh, this is not a hard trial. This is a clear-cut, you know, it should be pretty obvious. Well, first of all, officers are highly trained people. When you're out there and you're dealing with a situation where it could either be your life or somebody else's, you don't have the luxury of waiting a minute or two to make a choice. And if he ends up getting convicted, it's going to be a situation where I think people are going to be reluctant to become police officers because they're going to be like, you know, my God, if I do this, that,
all
or
right,
the
but
other,
you're going to run out of time, so I can get to the question.
Right. So basically, Kyle, here's the thing. I don't think it's clear cut and dry like what Mr. Crump says, and I think that there is enough reasonable doubt that the man just might end up being acquitted, and then all hell's going to break loose, as they say. So what are your comments on that, and thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Mike. Okay, Kyle, do you think he's going to be acquitted? I don't.
Well, again, I appreciate what Mike is talking about because a lot of times this is what lawyers in trial say.
Yep.
Very clear cut. It's very obvious the decision you're going to make. But once you get into the evidence, and if you follow the evidence, and you have a good judge, and you're able to present the evidence, and they can actually contemplate it, you don't know with what the kind of result.
Did you hear what Alan Dershowitz said?
What's that?
Thank God for cell phones. You know why?
Why's that?
Because it shows this guy struggling with the police after they instructed, just get out of the car, please, get out of the car, please. But here's the deal. The maneuver that they used was something that was trained. This officer had been on the force, Chauvin, 19 years. He was a training officer, and this was something they were trained to do with the neck on the movement with the knee on the neck. Okay. However, had it been me, the question I've been asking all along, and I can't seem to get an answer of, where were the stun guns?
Right, right.
Where were the stun guns? I wouldn't have cared if he had to stun the guy 16 times to get him down.
Right, but again, they have to look at the whole of the evidence. That's why we have trials.
That's right, and he's not going to get convicted of murder, even though they're trying. I see manslaughter, and then I see an appeal, and who knows what will happen then. But anyway, hold on, folks. We're coming right back with more.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of The Other Side Book, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases are now on the rise in 27 states, with health officials worrying that a fourth surge of infections is just around the corner. The U.S. is averaging around 64,000 new COVID cases a day, the highest rate in more than a month. Dr. Jonathan Reiner of George Washington University Hospital tells CNN that younger patients are leading the new wave of infections. and the best way to deal with it would be to make extra efforts to vaccinate them.
We can't wait for them to come to us. We can't wait for them to get onto the portals and make their reservations. We need to get out into the community, no reservations required, and start vaccinating people like crazy,
mm-hmm.
you know, like forest fires, firefighters do when they go and put out these hot spots. We need to actively go and put out these hot spots, not just by masking now, not just by closing down, but by vaccinating like crazy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much. And before we get back to Kyle and our caller that's on the line, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. I have been a customer of Geico for going on about 17 and a half years now. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. The website is geico.com. And all you got to do is go over there. There'll be a little prompt asking you what your zip code is so that they can identify you and whether or not you want a price quote. Of course, they give everybody quotes by the zip codes they live in. But here's the thing. If you got a car, if you got a truck you're driving, maybe you got a motorcycle, an RV, an ATV, or a boat, they can insure all of that. And then if you are a homeowner or have an apartment or a condo, guess what? They have homeowners and renters insurance too. You can bundle the whole thing together, save yourself a boatload of money like I'm doing, and you'll be a happy camper and have a little extra money to go, I don't know, fishing, boating, camping, vacationing, whatever you want to do. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Tell them the captain sent you. All right. First, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we're going to go to Pat up in Kentucky, so hang on. Hello there, Pat in Kentucky. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing just fine. Hi, Kyle. How are you?
Hi, Pat.
My concern is that, or, you know, every time they hit the people at the border and they're pushing for 2 million injections, and it just strikes me very, very strange that Dr. Fauci and also Gates has 4 patents on these injections. And the thing that bothers me is that now they're really pushing for the 2 million. And does this seem to you at all, or Kyle, I can ask you this, like they're going to, the next thing they're going to do is try to lock us down again?
Okay.
Because we have no idea with these people that they're letting across the border, and they're putting them in places where we don't know
where
they're at.
Well, they're putting people that have tested positive to COVID in with a bunch of people, several thousand, to contaminate the whole bunch of them and turn them loose.
Yes, and that's my worry. Yep. And then they're going to close us down again.
But there's a good side to it, and we'll tell you what that is in a minute. But is that your question then?
Well, we no sooner get rid and the numbers start going down until this happens. And now they're going back up again. So I was just wondering if you thought.
Yeah, and I'll tell you the secret about that, too. They're not really going back up, but that's okay. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yep. All right. Now, Kyle, what exactly are the numbers that are going up? Are they sick people everywhere?
No, I don't believe so, no.
Well, then what are they?
Well, I know for a fact that we're seeing, well, at least according to reports, we're seeing more cases, about 10% more than we have been in about the last 2 years.
Okay, let me stop you.
Mm-hmm.
A case and a positive test doesn't mean they're sick.
Well, exactly.
And it doesn't mean they're going to come down with COVID.
That's right.
It means they may have had it and gotten over it, but it doesn't mean they're all going to come down with COVID. That's just a plain and simple fact. So that number they keep tossing out there is not what it represents. They're trying to make it sound like, oh, my God, we've got 47,000 new cases. Not true.
Well, exactly. But again, it's the idea of creating a narrative.
Yep.
Part of this narrative has to do with variants in Europe, for example.
Yep.
Then you have the CDC saying that there's the person at the CDC saying a feeling of impending doom. And to Pat's question, the idea, will they try to do more lockdowns? The answer is wait and see what Fauci thinks about all this. And because they certainly are trying to create the idea that, well, wait a minute, everybody's coming out of this. They're stopping wearing their masks and they're declaring victory way too early. So they're trying to at least set up the notion that you can have more restrictions.
Now, Pat lives in Kentucky, so I don't know where they're at with their stats on trying to achieve herd immunity. But Florida, okay, and Texas and possibly one other state in the South who I'm not going to mention it because I'm not sure how close they are. Florida and Texas within the next month or two will have achieved herd immunity. And we don't care how many people they send here with this stuff because guess what? It's not going to spread.
Well, hopefully
and you know why? Because of all the people that are getting vaccinated. You can't get an appointment in the state of Florida come hell or high water unless you're like the first person on the telephone when they say, well, there's going to be 10,000 more vaccines tomorrow. They're gone in a matter of minutes, just a few minutes, the vaccines. People are getting vaccinated, like it or not.
Well, you see, exactly, and this is part of the issue in Europe, too. Regardless of variant or not, you still have a slow process, as it were, of getting people vaccinated in Europe. And the United States is doing much better, and I think what Pat was talking about was the idea of getting to 200 million COVID vaccinations from the 100 million that was the original thing said by President Biden. But, yes, the more that people get vaccinated, the much better off everything is. Now, people would think that, okay, well, that means that things are getting better. But wait a minute. Of course, here comes the variant talk, and then also here's the vaccine.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal with the variant. When you get the vaccine, it's going to help you not catch the variant. But the variant, they don't even know, number one, they don't know how contagious it is. They don't know whether or not the variant's going to be covered by the vaccine. They don't know anything. But they know that having had having had a flu shot helps you with COVID.
That's right.
If you've had a pneumonia shot, that's another step up the ladder. And if you get the COVID shot, you're home free. And not everybody, there's a few, and by the way, I saw the other day, oh, man, it gets COVID shot and dies 3 days later. Do you know how rare that is?
It's very rare. There's usually some other contributing factors that are there.
Do you know what the mortality rate is from actually dying from a COVID shot?
I think it's like 1%.
No, it's 1/10 of a percent.
Really? Okay.
1/10 of a percent. okay? And that's how infrequent that is. Now, are they trying to drive that narrative up? Yep. But they're not telling you the truth.
And see, there's the rub, Captain. People are willing to do whatever it takes. They're willing to get vaccinated. They're willing to take all kinds of health safety concerns like they've been doing. But they don't seem to feel that they are getting straight answers as to how, what does this mean? How long does this go? What is victory in the coronavirus fight? Don't tell us not to declare victory too soon, but just tell us what victory looks like. Is it everyone wearing a mask for 5 years? Is it everyone staying locked down?
Victory is herd immunity.
Well, right.
That's when you don't need to worry about nothing.
Right, but when will Dr. Fauci, just say, for example,
he won't. And there's a reason for that. And the reason for that is because we talked about it yesterday, and we talked about it Monday with Frank Salvato. And what we talked about was the fact that we had Dr. Fauci's NIH was funneling money to the Chinese lab for their work that they were doing, and the samples were going back and forth between the United States and China, some of which was going over there illegally because they caught people in Massachusetts, they caught people in California that were parts of the members of the Chinese military that were smuggling some of the samples they had overseas. And again, you can have 1,900, 2,000, whatever, different types of coronaviruses.
That's true. That's right. It's a family of viruses. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. But again, we're sort of locked down into the story about coronavirus, but we're not able to really follow where it really goes. And I think that's what's frustrating to the American people.
Well, what's frustrating is you need to get the truth about it and don't believe the mainstream media. They're lying for the administration, who's lying to your face. Okay. Good morning, caller. Who's this? Pat again?
Hi, it's Pat again. My concern with that is that I have a lot of allergies to all different kinds of medication. I always have. And I go into anaphylactic shock. And I had thought about taking the ivermectin, but they're trying to stop everything that you can take. What can I do?
Okay.
As far as not taking the
shot. Okay. Well, what you can do as far as not taking a shot is load up on vitamins.
Right, yeah, and take all the other precautions. And
Vitamin D.
Yeah.
Vitamin E, vitamin C, vitamin B12.
Zinc.
Yep.
Yeah.
Zinc.
And talk to your doctor about what the meaning of the shot is.
Exactly, but loading up on vitamins, a lot of people have done that, and they're doing quite fine, thank you. All right, well, Kyle, hold that thought, and folks, we're going to have the first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We had a request for some music, which I'll play in hour number two, but we've got a request for another song that we're going to play right now coming up. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the pilot and the Flying J truck stop nearest you. Pull on in there. Find out what they're all about. Become a member of the Drivers Club because you get points for the fuel you buy at the pump. You get points for the food you buy inside. You get points for the supplies you buy in the trucker store. And you can save yourself a bunch of money, or you can save the points up and use them maybe at Christmas time to give out some good Christmas gifts, too. So, stop on by. Tell me Captain sent you. Get you a free cup of coffee. All right. We got something that I found yesterday. I heard it played on another show, and I went, boy, I'm going to play that tonight. So, we start out tonight with Bonnie Raitt.
Cold sweat, thinking about days we ain't done.
lady can not only sing, she can play the guitar, too. And I'll tell you, that's Bonnie Raitt. Kyle, I forgot all about that song, and that's what kind of started it for her.
Well, yeah, well, she, yeah, that goes back to...
I had you going on that one, didn't I?
Yeah, that's back, goes back to 1994. And, yeah, Bonnie Raitt, she's a musician, singer, performer. She is the real deal.
Yeah.
And she's quite a musician. And, yeah, I especially liked her 1989 album, Nick of Time. My favorite song on that is Nobody's Girl. I think that she just is really just underrated, you know, in that sense. But she's really very good.
Yep, very much so. Okay, well, here we go with the weather. And, boy, we got plenty to talk about. A strong cold front is crossing the eastern United States with the potential for severe thunderstorms, heavy rain, and if you're in upstate New York, here comes heavy snow. And I do mean heavy snow. Now, a strong cold front will push through the eastern U.S. Wednesday and Thursday with organized severe thunderstorms possible across portions of the from the southeast and occasional heavy rainfall over the Tennessee Valley with heavy snow possible from the central Appalachian Mountains to the eastern Ohio Valley to upstate New York all along the shore of Lake Ontario all the way to the Canadian border. And holy cow, get ready for the snowplows again because it's coming. And it'll also be moving into sections of interior New England, especially into the Berkshires and Vermont and New Hampshire as well. And that's what we're looking at there. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Out west tonight, we're looking at wind advisories. We've got a lake wind advisory up near Reno and Carson City. This is going to be up near I-80. If you're coming across out of Reno towards Sacramento, you're going to be involved in that wind advisory. It's going to take you all the way pretty much into Sacramento and north of there up Interstate 5 as well, also in the Bay Area. Also in Southern California, wind advisories are back, and this is going to stretch all the way from Ventura, Oxnard, almost as north of Santa Barbara there, all the way down to the border with Mexico. We've got wind advisories all throughout Southern California, so you want to be aware of that. Wind advisory outside of Las Vegas. This in the Henderson area stretches all the way down to Parker, Arizona, if you're on the river there. Fire weather warning in the southeast corner tonight, Captain, of Arizona. This is going to be in the Tucson area coming across I-10, and that's going to go all the way into New Mexico, all the way through to Las Cruces as you travel on I-10, then up by I-25, all the way up through Albuquerque and that area. That's also going to stretch down into Texas and the Midland and other parts of Texas there. And then we've got a pretty quiet map, so that's good for the most part because a lot of that wind, Captain, is next door over in North Dakota, South Dakota, and that's what it's like out west.
Well, there's more than that over there because the southwestern corner of Minnesota tonight, you've got severe thunderstorms and rain, possible flooding there, southeastern corner of South Dakota, northwestern corner of Iowa as well, and then dropping on down, the temperatures are already starting to drop. It's going to get really miserable. Temperatures are going from the 70s to the 60s to the 50s to the 40s to the 30s and colder. We've got a hard freeze warning right now across half of Missouri on down into the northern part of Arkansas, also the southern part of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, stretching on up the Ohio Valley towards West Virginia, Kentucky. You've already had rain. Now you're going to deal with cold weather on top of the rain, but you got rain coming along with it. Got a big time frost warning as well in the central part all along I-40 through Little Rock from Fort Smith all the way across to Little Rock for Arkansas, and then I-40 all the way from El Reno east on I-40 all the way to the Arkansas line. And that hard freeze also takes you up I-44 through Missouri. But here's where the rubber meets the road, folks. If you are in upstate New York, be prepared, U.S. 15, north-south from Pennsylvania to Rochester, New York, and all those hilly sections of central New York all the way up on an angle through Utica, up into the Adirondacks, up around Lake George and Lake Placid, all the way to the upper part of Vermont. You are going to get snow. It's going to start out. There's a winter watch in effect right now, but the lake effect machine is going to kick in up there, and here we go again. Get ready. You're going to get it. Now, way up in the northern part of Maine tonight, Caribou, Presque Isle, and on up towards Nova Scotia, we've got rain. We still got gale warnings from Nova Scotia on down to Cape Cod, and then it breaks off a little bit until you get down by Cape May, New Jersey, down to about the Chesapeake Bay, and then around Cape Hatteras, we've got a gale warning there, but very, very strange pattern going on there. And then we've got windy conditions down along the Gulf tonight, all the way from Brownsville up to Louisiana, around Louisiana, over to Mississippi and Alabama and into the panhandle of Florida to around Destin, windy conditions all along the water there tonight. And again, folks, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. And, you know, if you haven't been to a Pilot lately, it's not just your daddy's truck stop anymore, because you might find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a full-service Dairy Queen with their complete line of food, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell. And get this, you can also find a full-service Dunkin' Donuts at the ones up in New York and Indiana, New Hampshire. Now, the Flying J's have got the nice sit-down Denny's restaurants, Huddle House restaurants, and Moe's Southwest Grill, depending on what part of the country you're in. And the bigger ones around the big cities, you're going to find maybe a Taco Bell or a Subway or a Pizza Hut in there as well to go along with the sit-down restaurants, or you can grab something and go. But the Pilots of the Flying J's, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Join the Drivers Club, and remember to tell them the captain sent you, and you get that nice free hot cup of coffee in the middle of the night when it really comes in handy. Okay, here comes the music. Kyle Warren and I will be back right after the top of the hour break, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and do all the things that they do during the break. In the meantime, this is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.